From the Financial Times in Tehran, I'm Najmeh Bozoghmer, and this is FT News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is fighting for re-election against two populist candidates backed by the country's hardline political and religious groups. If one of these wins, the business community fears he will turn the clock back and reverse Mr. Rouhani's attempts to open Iran's economy to the outside world.
میگویند ایجاد اشتغال میلیونی چگونه؟
That was Ebrahim Raisi, a former senior judiciary official and one of Mr. Rouhani's hardline rivals, addressing a recent election rally in the northwestern province of Qazvin. He and Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf, Tehran's powerful mayor, argue that Iran should not pin its hopes on other countries, but should focus on providing the poor with cash handouts and cheap housing. This would be a mistake, says Babak Piruz, who runs a small investment company in Tehran.
I think the markets are basically anxious about these elections because of the messages that the candidates have been putting out. The country is facing two primary issues. One is the issue of liquidity, and the second one are the issue of the banks. The next administration will have to address both issues very quickly. Regretfully, most of the populist messages that are coming are looking at expanding the subsidy system or the direct cash subsidies, which are increasing government deficits to massive amounts and forcing the government to pretty much print money, which is leading to an upcoming banking crisis. And for the financial markets, addressing that specific crisis is the most important issue.
Mr. Rouhani's signature achievement was the landmark nuclear agreement with major powers, which brought about a lifting of many sanctions. He has warned against going back to populist policies of his predecessor, former hardline president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Ali Kolahi, a member of Tehran's Chamber of Commerce, agrees.
The key issue that the business community is worried about is the resurgence of the populist again. Basically, the last government with the populist policies was a disaster for the country's economy, and everyone's hoping that the current path will continue. There have been issues. I think the government has been paralyzed in a lot of its decision makings because of the fear of populism. Hopefully, in the second term, they will have a freer hand to implement more changes and perhaps make certain hard decisions that need to be made.
Mr. Rouhani's government has tried particularly hard to encourage outside investment in Iran's IT sector, seen as one of the best hopes for developing the economy. But Pouya, a tech entrepreneur, is not confident that he would stay in Iran if a hardliner was elected.
Presidential, actually, election is important for us. That is because, actually, that brings a situation whether a company could just go after the policy of open market and focusing on the entrepreneurships and bringing jobs to the people or not. We are so scared with those two peoples, Mr. Ghalibaf and also Mr. Raisi. We have to see, but possibly if just a market goes to a closed market loop and making monopoly or duopoly for the market, no, probably we just go out of Iran.
For Mahmoud, a supply chain executive in a privately owned company, it is not only about his own business, it is about the future of his two-year-old child.
Four years ago, I didn't vote because I thought my vote didn't matter after experiencing the government of Ahmadinejad. Now I have a two-year-old son. Last night I was watching the campaign of Mr. Raisi, and his words made me think, I didn't want my son to experience 8 years similar to those of Ahmadinejad and have a difficult time, which made me think, I have to vote for Rouhani in this election.
The problem for Mr. Rouhani is that the impact of his efforts to open Iran's economy has not yet been felt by most Iranians. Legal ambiguity about the extent of remaining restrictions uncertainty surrounding the approach of U.S. President Donald Trump and difficulty in securing financing from large banks have held back investment. While the economy is still in recession and unemployment high, Mr. Rouhani's re-election will depend on whether Iranians decide to punish him at the ballot box or give him another chance.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.